It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99 and DRGNews.com. Tonight, the coaches will talk with Andy Hsu for Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Bridge City Realty, Grand Central Station, Dakota Bank, and Hands On Health. Now live from the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, I guess I should say. It's Tiger Talk version 2 as we are at the Pizza Ranch right now. And we sure like to see you come down and enjoy one of the buffets here at the Pizza Ranch and sit and listen in. We are, well, it's a busy night for Bridge Park Tiger Booster Club. I guess the thing is tonight is they're out and about and they are right now trying to get pledges. So, folks, dig deep. And pledge your support to the Mobridge Pollock Booster Club. You have no idea how much help that they provide the student athletes at Mobridge Pollock High School. We'd like to say thank you to Grand Central, Dakota Bank, Bridge City Real Estate, and Hands On Health for bringing you Tiger Talk here on Star 99 and DRGNews.com. We are still maybe going to have Coach Henderson and Coach Freeze come in and talk about their perspective sports. I know the Mobridge Pollock volleyball team will be in action on Saturday, and it's a little bit of a rivalry game. I guess you can call Chamberlain a rivalry. It's been a very, very hard-hitting game the last couple of years, and Chamberlain is a tough opponent in the region, I guess you should say. And then the Mobridge Pollock cross-country team is going to be out and about the next couple of weekends, and I know that they are going to have a home meet, and I was hoping to talk to Coach Freeze about that and the teams that are going to be here and about her team. And I know there's not a lot of members out for cross-country right now, but it seems like the ones that are out are very competitive. And so looking forward to the season and talking with her. And again, Coach Henderson as well. We did have some of the assisting coaches. Ryan Chemnitz was here just a little while ago with the Mobridge Pollock football team. And then Trudy Chemnitz is the assistant volleyball coach. They are doing the same thing their head coaches are doing right now. They're doing the Mobridge Pollock Booster Club drive, and that is going on right now. Again, we are hoping to have coaches tonight, but we do have a backup, and one of the best backups there is. I tell you what, there hasn't been a backup like this since Roger Staubach was coming off the bench for the Dallas Cowboys. The Mobridge Pollock Booster Club president, CEO, and chief financial officer, that's Jesse Conald. And people that know Jesse Conald in the town of Mobridge know that he is probably involved with every single thing that happens here. In fact, I heard that the mayor has to call Jesse to get things okayed before anything can happen here. So we are going to maybe have him step in. He is right now with his family having dinner at the Pizza Ranch, and the buffet is always delicious here. We hope that this gets a little bit more live. We're going to bring in some speaker systems so that people, oh, I can't accept that. Oh, that is the cutest thing ever, but you have to have this. Oh, my Lord. Oh, here comes Rose Henderson right now. And we're going to talk volleyball, and I'm excited to talk with her. It's a brand new season, and again, the Mobridge Pollock volleyball team starts out with a tough opponent on Saturday. And Rose is going to join us here. It's Tiger Talk. And well, we're going to, there we go. Hi, Rose. How are you?
Good.
It is good to hear from you. Basically, we haven't talked anything since last fall. And you guys graduated a few really good players, but you're bringing back some really good players. You've got a nice class of senior leadership, plus some young kids that are phenomenal. Tell me a little bit about this year's squad.
You pretty much summed it up. You know, we have a bunch of girls coming back that have lots of experience on the floor. We have a bunch of younger girls that are really getting ready to go. Some that played a little bit of varsity last year and are going to step up and do a lot more this year. We have 13 right now on the varsity squad that have earned their spot and have worked really hard this past summer and preseason. So We're just getting ready.
One thing I know about Emma Keller, and every time I talk to her, she re-emphasizes that she absolutely loves volleyball. It's got to be nice to have that kind of leader out there on the floor.
It is. You know what? She lives and dies for volleyball. I love it. She's a lot like me. So it's great to have somebody with that passion. You know, there's a couple more that have that same passion and that are a little younger that are getting better at the leadership skills. So, you know, Emma plays a big part on our role. She's one of our setters. She's doing a great job so far hitting as well. So we just look forward to see what she can do. She's got something big coming up on Saturday. She's two sets away from her 1,000th assist.
Wow.
So we're going to celebrate that on Saturday.
Wow.
Hopefully
so
right away.
You know, and the nice thing about that, it's a home game. So it everybody is. Should be out and get ready for a huge applause for that's an outstanding accomplishment.
Yep. She's worked hard to do that. And I just look forward. I'd love it if she get another 1,000 this season.
That would be awesome, wouldn't
we'll
it?
Put the pressure on the hitters.
You know, one thing I know about the girls at Mobridge Pollock High School and even the lower grades, there's been a lot of speculation about the kids that are coming up, the younger kids, freshmen this year, the next couple of years of freshmen that are going to build into this program. Talk to me a little bit about the expectations for this younger generation coming in.
You know, I think there's we're just so excited to have them. We have 12 freshmen that are out for the team. We have 13 sophomores. And, you know, they've been working hard. There's a couple that have done volleyball throughout the year. You know, they go and play, go to Aberdeen and do a little extra on their own. So they've developed a lot of their skills, coming in a little stronger, really knowing the game well, the intellect of the game. So they're just, it's fun when you have some kids like that that are coming up. We have Blake Thompson, Tegan Conold, JC Netterville, Brooke Schlomer is a sophomore. She's doing well. You know, we just have a bunch of people that are just really doing well. We have a bunch of sophomores that are doing well as well. Yeah. You know,
outstanding athletes all around.
They are. You know, we have a bunch of sophomores on varsity as well. And you know, they're just going to get better and better and just keep learning that leadership role.
Yes. Talk to me about expectations. You know, you start out with an opponent that it's been kind of a seesaw battle over the last maybe 10 years. Very tough opponent, but it doesn't get any easier after that. Tell me about what your expectations are for this team.
For our varsity team?
Yes.
You know what? I expect them to do well this year. Their chemistry is really well. They play well together on the floor. They have a lot of communication. We have a bunch of girls that can play different positions. So I can use, depending on who we're playing, I can put a little bit taller block out on the right side, which is blocking their bigger attacker, mm-hmm. the opponent's attacker. And so we just have so many options. So my expectations for this group is they're going to have a great season. It's been fun. They enjoy their time together. They work hard together. It's going to be really fun. I hope a lot of people come out and just watch them because they've worked really hard and they know what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, and one of the games that's coming up real quick is the game between Harry and Selvieri. It's always kind of interesting to get that Walworth-Campbell County a rivalry going. The girls get up for that. What other games do you see down the road that the girls should be really excited about?
Oh, you know, I think Aberdeen-Roncalli is always a fun one. Warner, you know, they're a tough opponent every year. I think we're a little more have more confidence this year.
Yeah.
So I think when we come up against some of those teams, we won't be quite so timid.
Yeah.
Sometimes we play a little timid when we get up against
sure.
those good teams. Linton, Hazleton, HMB,
yeah.
you know, they're always a great opponent. They always have hard hitters, you know, that we have to really block and dig mm-hmm. up. So we have a lot of teams that we really get fired up for. And then, you know, that we really need to work hard to
right,
do. And they're
right.
fun games. Even we don't love to win. Nobody loves to win. I mean,
lose. Yeah.
Sorry, lose. We don't love to lose, but they're great teams that it's just a fun match.
Right.
So even when you lose, it's still fun.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does.
But I do think this year we have great outlooks at all of those games that we should do well.
You know, in high school sports, basically what I've said over the years is whole season's a practice until you get to postseason, and then it's what it counts. When you're one game away from elimination in the postseason, that's so if things aren't working right at the beginning of the season, you build and you build and you build and you get better and you get better. The time you want to peak is at the postseason, right?
Right. Yep. Yep. You know, we want to keep a good season though, because we want to come out in the middle of the Sweet 16 just to give us a little more advantage. You know, it would be great to be on the top, but
yes,
you know, the middle to the top is where we really want to look. But yeah, you want to peak at that end, and just keep playing hard and aggressive, and really by that time we should have all the little nervousness out,
right?
And just the chemistry should be even better. You know, our girls, like I said, we've been playing well. They've been playing together for a long time. Their chemistry is already starting to really click, and it's fluid on that court. And yeah, so it's just fun to watch.
I'm going to talk to you a little bit about non-volleyball for a second. Friday night, I saw your boy out there on the football field, and he did a fantastic job. You must be very proud and excited about the football season, too.
Oh, I am. You know what? The whole night was fun to watch. That offense that was picked up, it was a little speedier.
Yeah.
You know, I sometimes don't always pay attention in football because I don't know it all that great. Yeah. I just tell him to go out, do your job, and have fun. That's what I hope he does. And so it was fun to stay involved because of how quick things were moving. You know, so I would say if anybody hasn't went and watched, go watch.
Yeah.
It's a fun play. You know, and they are playing so many kids. You know, and their chemistry, their encouragement to each other was fun to watch. You know, the defense and the offense coming off the field, slapping hands and go get them, guys. You know, that was so much fun to watch.
And you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of when side out scoring was going on in volleyball. Then they went to rally scoring. And I think that may have picked up a lot of fans as well, because the game picks up, it's faster, and there's more, I guess, work ethic involved with rally scoring rather than, you know, oh, we're going to get a side out and then we have to serve, right?
Yep. Yeah, the rally scoring is a lot quicker, so I think people do like that. You know, we score points a little faster. I'm an old school player, you know, I had the side out, so you couldn't even hit the net with the serve when I played. You had to earn every point.
Right.
But that did get a little long, you know. So I think the rally scoring really does allow people to really get in the swing of the game and stay involved.
Tonight is a special night for the Mobridge Pollock Boost Club, and I know that you're kind of abandoning your team right now. They're out there getting the pledge drive going.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about how much you appreciate the Mobridge Pollock Booster Club.
Oh, we love it. You know what? When we can go to camp and the girls don't have to put a lot of effort or, you know, work extra in the summer season to pay for it themselves.
Right.
You know, we appreciate that booster club and all the people that donate to it, buying equipment, things that are just going to help us improve as a team, and in the weight room and all of that stuff. The booster club has really helped us a lot in all of that stuff.
So enter your door tonight, because it might be an opportunity to send another girl to volleyball camp, right?
Yep. And you don't have to donate a lot. Every little bit helps. Yeah. You know, the lowest one is $25. I mean, that's not too much. And
it's nice to have that yard sign out there. You know, it really is.
It is. It's kind of fun to have that. And you're supporting your athletes.
Right. And the future of Mobridge Pollock.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to let you get out of here, because I know you're going to go catch up with them. But I want to say thank you. Good luck. And we'll be there Saturday rooting you on. And good luck to Emma Keller. That's exciting. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it should be a fun day. You know, Chamberlain's always a big team. They always seem to have 6-foot girls. So we go back and forth, but the last couple of years we've been pretty good. So hopefully we come out with a W this Saturday.
Yeah,
too.
But we want to tell the fans, come early.
Yes, come early. Oh, yes. And you know what
1
else
o'clock?
We're doing? The game starts at 12.
Okay.
C team starts at 12.
Okay.
We're also doing a bake sale.
Oh, awesome.
And we have a little raffle you can buy tickets for a basket we've done for one of our girls that had some hardship this last week with her family. You know, she had a house fire. So we're going to do a little bake sale, a free will donation. And then we have one big basket that people can buy a ticket for and maybe win some different gift certificates.
Okay. See game at
12
o'clock. And then it goes on from there. Yep. It's going to be a great afternoon full of exciting volleyball. I can't wait to see how good this team's going to be this year. I think they're going to be phenomenal. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Again, there's Rose Henderson. She is the head coach for the Mobridge Pollock volleyball team. They get started on Saturday, as you said, 12 noon for the SEA game. And we're going to come back. We're going to be back in 2.5 minutes. We will see if Jesse Cole wants to talk to us a little bit about the Mobridge Pollock Booster Club. Right here, this is Star 99.
Go get them, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
Hey, Mobridge, this is Stephanie Fiddler with Dakota Bank, inviting you to join us on Thursday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an appreciation lunch. This appreciation lunch will be held at the Mobridge Livestock Barn. Come join us as we pay tribute to the egg producers that keep us fed.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Trust and insurance are not FDIC insured.
Are you ready to buy a house or business in the Mobridge area? If you are, call Harley, Riley, Carol, or Jackie at Bridge City Real Estate. Check out their website at bridgecityonline.com and their Facebook page too. They are your local realtors and they will be happy to help you. Bridge City Real Estate wants to wish all the area athletes and coaches good luck throughout your season.
Hands-On Health in Mobridge can take care of all of your physical therapy needs.
Hi, this is Drew Peterson, doctor of physical therapy, inviting you to call me to discuss all of your pain management needs.
Whether you're recovering from a surgery, have neck or back pain, or balance issues, we can help you.
Give us a call to schedule your appointment in Mobridge at 374-5844. That's 374-5844. Or find us on Facebook at Hands-On Health Wellness Center.
Hands-On Health of Mobridge, here for all of your pain management needs.
We can take care of your pain.
I guess we're back. Welcome back here to the Pizza Ranch here in Mobridge. And, you know, it's always exciting to talk to this next gentleman because there are a lot of things that happen in Mobridge around the area that involve things that he's in organization with, like the Mobridge Tourism Committee, the Mobridge Chamber of Commerce, the all-important Mobridge Pollock Booster Club, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Jesse, good to have you along.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
You know, it's exciting this time of year. I think the fall brings a new attitude, new seasons, new school year, new everything, but also a great opportunity for people to donate and help out a great cause, which is the Mobridge Pollock Booster Club. So tell me a little bit about tonight. What's going on?
So tonight, Andy, is our one and only fundraiser for the whole year. Yes, we sell some apparel throughout the year, and making sure that our fans have the Tiger gear. But honestly, we sell most of that stuff at almost our cost. But tonight is the night that we raise our funds. We've got close to, 85 student-athletes between golf, cheerleading, cross-country, football, volleyball, and the basketball boys and the girls, and track program. And, of course, you got some athletes that do all of them and some that just do some of them.
Right.
But they're hitting the streets tonight. It's kind of neat to see them involved. You've got your head coaches, your assistant coaches are out there. It's truly a team effort, and they're all part of a team, and they get it. And we do appreciate those citizens of Mobridge opening their doors, visiting with the Booster Club people and our student athletes, and hopefully they'll open up their wallets and donate a little bit tonight.
Yep. Coach Henderson just said, you know, there's a price range, and it goes all the way from like $25 on and up. But $25, and that goes a long ways, actually, helping student athletes achieve the things that they want to achieve, not only in the sports season, but in the summer camps and so on and so forth.
It's huge. Just to give you an idea, this summer, the Booster Club, we had a $12,000 budget that we had over the summer across all athletics. I forgot to mention wrestling. We got wrestling out there tonight as well. But every program we helped out over the summer, whether it's volleyball or football, I mean, we bought socks for the football players, so they're all matching, and Coach Holmstrom's going to be washing them every Friday night, which that sounds like a terrible job, but he's doing that. We've got we helped some kids on the wrestling side. We helped some golfers that did a different tours this summer, and yeah, it was $12,000, and plus we bought some more weight equipment that we have one of the best weight rooms in Class A. There is no ifs, ands, or buts, maybe even Double A. And that is one of our major goals, is make sure our student athletes are better, you know, bigger, faster, stronger. And, you know, they got to have the equipment to do it. And that's one of our big endeavors and big pushes, to make sure that weight room is where it needs to be.
See, I played high school football back in the dark ages when we were using horses. And I mean, the thing that was very impressive when we would play a home game, and it was almost an intimidation thing, when the other school's bus would roll in and they'd have it painted up on the side of what their mascot was. And it was like, oh, here they are. I mean, that is something the Booster Club did for Mobridge Pollock, and put that huge tiger on the side of that bus. And I tell you what, you wouldn't even imagine, if you're on the road, how many heads turn to see that on there. So that's one of your great accomplishments, along with all the help that you give the student athletes.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, we did the wrap on the bus, and you know, we want, you know, you want a little swagger when you're in athletics, and when you pull up with a bus like that, you're already setting the tone. You're setting the tone at the track field. You're setting the tone wherever you're pulling up in that bus, and we want our student athletes to have that swagger when they step up. If you feel good, you're going to play good.
That's exactly right.
You should be in a good bus. So
yes,
we want to make it look good. And you brought up the $25, and you're right. All those $25 memberships are huge. What we're really hoping for are the 50s. The 50s is when you get that sign in the yard.
Yes.
So we would love to see those signs everywhere across. Just showing their support for our student athletes.
Well, and that's another thing. When a team comes to town and they see those signs out in the yard, every single house in town has one of those signs out there, they know that they're in trouble.
Oh, 100%. It shows that there's community support in athleticism, or in the athletic program. And you know, the whole premise of the Booster Club, we started this a couple of years ago, is we realized that budgets are tight within the school district, and they can only take care of so much. And we get that. And it really, really gives our student athletes a leg up. And we've seen an impact on it. I think we've seen our athletes get stronger.
Yeah.
I think we've seen them get faster. You know, we have been competitive. And it wouldn't be for those $25 donors up to the $2,000 donors.
Yeah, I was just going to have you break that down. I know when you go to the high school there and in the commons area, you'll see those plaques. And is there black, orange, and white or something like that? You tell me.
I've got the list right here. They provided me one. Otherwise, I'd mess it up. So we've got our individual is $25. A family membership is $50. That's the key. That's the yard sign.
Yeah.
The next one is white. Get a yard sign and some novelty items, and then it's $250. That's when you get a tiger T-shirt. The next level is black. That's $500, and then you get two tiger T-shirts. You've got a $1,000 membership. That's activity passes. You get a tiger quad chair and a sweatshirt, and then our platinum's $2,000. That's two activity passes, two tiger quad chairs, and two sweatshirts on the deal.
You know, and the nice thing about it is that's another intimidation thing for opposing teams. When they look at that wall and they see the amount of names that have donated to the Booster Club, they know that they're coming up against a team that's going to have the camp experience in the summer and have the weight room. That, you know, it's a really nice, nice thing. I played in a town where the Booster Club was kind of, and we didn't have all this stuff. I think Mobridge Pollock, and I'm not, you know, bragging about you, but I think they're lucky to have you, because you're a go-getter. You're going to go out there and you're going to make this Booster Club the best it can be. And I know you have an incredible group of people involved.
That's just it. We've got a great, great committee in it. And, you know, they took the reins on this deal today, so they get that organized. I'm not going to name names because I'll probably forget somebody. We got a fresh new board. I pulled up the picture of the wall inside the commons area because I couldn't remember the exact verbiage, but it says creating a tradition of pride.
Yes.
And that is the goal. It's pride within the community, pride within the fans, and pride within the student athletes.
You bet. It's a great thing you do, Jesse Conald. And I know there's a lot of people that are behind the scenes and don't get the pat on the back, I want to make sure that you do, because you kind of do this selflessly. I know you've got girls coming up and a boy coming up pretty soon, and I know that's your passion and that's something that you are really excited about. But more than that, I think that you love the school and you love that you can be a part of tradition.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Anybody knows me, I'm a little competitive, and I want to make sure that whatever we're involved in, we're going to be competitive.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Darn it, if you're listening tonight and you get that high school athlete knock on the door, help us be competitive. You know, open that wallet. We'd really, really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it as always. It seems like when I ask you to do something, you're right there for me as always. And I couldn't ask for more. Thank you again.
No, I appreciate it, Andy.
All right. We are still here. We got about 4 minutes left. And as Jesse Conald and his beautiful family are leaving the restaurant, and there's just a few more people left in here, I want to remind you that Tiger Talk is every Wednesday, 7 o'clock. I tell you, if you come in a little bit early, you can go through the buffet and help help me not be so nervous when there's nobody here, because I don't know if anybody's listening or not. But if I know somebody's here, then I know that at least one person's listening. As I give Kyler Conald a big hug, thank you, buddy. I love it when the Conald girls and boys are all around. Tegan and Stacy, you guys have a great evening. I am so happy that we had a chance to sit down with Jesse Conald and, of course, Coach Rose Anderson. We are going to try to catch up with Coach Caitlin Freeze. We are excited about the possibilities for the Mobridge Pollock cross country team. Unfortunately, with the push tonight for the Booster Club, they are out and about right now. Again, I have to tell you, I have to remind you that if you hear a knock on the door, answer the door and give to the Mobridge Pollock Booster Club. Their support is what makes our teams as competitive as they are. So I guess, you know, it's close enough to 7:30 that I'm going to say goodnight. I hope that everybody gets a chance to say thank you by coming to the Pizza Ranch and having a buffet. Also, we want to say when you stop downtown next week, stop into Grand Central, Dakota Bank, Bridge City Real Estate, and Hands On Health, and thank them for their generous support, providing Tiger Talk to you. We'll be back next Wednesday right here at the Pizza Ranch. The Wednesday after that, we're going to maybe have to find a new location as the Pizza Ranch is getting an upgrade. I'm excited about that as this is a great place to come and eat. It's a great place to bring your family and enjoy a night out. With that in mind, I want to say thank you to Mary Schreier back at the studio, my board op, for I don't know how many years now. I think it's probably almost 10 years. And I did forget to give her appreciation on Friday night. So, Mary, thank you so much for all that you do. I really appreciate that. And with that in mind, this has been Tiger Talk on Star 99.
This has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Hands On Health, Dakota Bank, Grand Central Station, and Bridge City Realty. If you missed a second of the show, go to drgnews.com/star99 for the entire show. Join us next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk at the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge.